You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Rockwell.
Drinks.
One of the greatest songs ever made.
And Michael Jackson made a few bucks just coming in and singing one line time, which they looped over and over again.
Yep.
That's because Rockwell was Barry Gordy's son, I want to say. And Barry Gordy is the guy who founded Motown.
Oh, okay.
So Michael Jackson did him a solid.
I just like the beat.
Said, I'll help out your kid. So yesterday, some people may, many people probably didn't notice that I wasn't around. Tropical Storm Zeta, which was the hurricane that came ashore in Louisiana, rolled up through a big part of the country and hit where I lived and blasted everything. And Jeremy, it was like Armageddon, and it wasn't even a hurricane. It was a tropical storm.
Yeah, you were describing like the trees down everywhere and branches and just a general mess from this thing.
Yeah, and I mean, I live in a place where I absolutely, the highlight to me is, it would be the trees. There's billions
thick
of them.
Forest. And
yeah, it's a thick forest and just trees everywhere. Well, the downside of that is when you get severe weather and really strong gusty winds of 50, 60, 70 miles per hour, those trees always fall on power lines.
Yeah.
And it knocked out about a million people in the area around where I live for hours and hours. But the funny thing about it, they got the power back up. And as soon as they did, all of the internet went down. And it was kind of funny because I was on the show for, what, 2.5 minutes yesterday?
Just about, yeah, just the beginning of the mind bender, and then he was out again. We're like, well, we'll never know the answer to that mind bender now.
Yeah. We'll laugh about that with a mind bender today that you guys never got to hear the answer.
Nope, we didn't.
I might not ever tell.
Don't.
Then the internet went down for about 5 hours for everybody. And you're saying, big deal. You don't get to scroll through and look at, you know, celebrity news or sports scores and stuff like that. That's what I would have said, but it has opened my eyes. And I remember how you used to always speak your fear of the, quote, grid going down.
Sure.
Right?
It's a concern, yes, the grid going down.
Okay, a concern. You're very concerned about what would happen if the grid went down.
Well, I mean, my wife's in the power industry. So, like, I hear stories, I hear the videos that they have to watch, and I hear the scenarios. So, and you kind of lived it.
Right. And I mean, I wrote the Eric Swan thriller series. The very first book is called Power Trip. And it's about what happens when the power grid goes down, like what would happen. Okay. But yesterday was something a little different because after 4 or 5 hours, we had power. It came back on. Mm-hmm. What we didn't have was internet for, you know, like a third of the day. And what I found was that so many things are now dependent upon that, that a lot of businesses kind of had to shut down. Gas stations around here, all of their pumps somehow are tied into internet stuff, and they wouldn't work, so nobody could get gas. The grocery store couldn't sell groceries to anybody because all their machines are actually connected through the internet. Wow. The pharmacy could not dispense any prescriptions because it's all, you know, internet
connected.
Based. You walk in and you say, yeah, I've got a, you know, prescription for so-and-so. And they're like, well, we can't check to see if you've got your insurance covered on this. We don't know how much we could charge you. So they just shut down. And it was really weird to see everything stop for about half of the day. I mean, at night, everything's fine. But for half of the daylight hours, everything in this entire part of the state shut down.
It's ground to a halt. Now imagine, like, you know, going over months and months,
right,
if that were the case.
Exactly.
It would be insane. It'd be chaos.
If it was even a week, I think it would be beyond chaos.
It'd be bad.
And it's one thing for power, because if your lights come on and your refrigerator's running, we all think all is well with the world. But I really didn't see until yesterday just how interconnected everything is with internet activity. And we have now become dependent upon it.
Sure.
And so now it becomes the beast, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have, as I said in my Mindbender Club mailer that's going out today, we've sold our souls to the digital devil.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how do we get through this? How do we get around this? Is this we start really invested in Elon Musk's, what is that, Starlink or whatever it is, the satellite internet where there's, I mean, do we need wires for that or is it somehow, I guess you still would need power to power whatever modem you have to reach the skies to get your internet, but is that a way around it, just going all satellite based?
It's a good question.
Then what if something blows up in space and knocks all the satellites down?
Well, that's what I was going to say.
You're still screwed.
No matter what system you go with, there will always have to be some sort of weak link or some sort of vulnerability.
Yeah.
And there has to be. And if everything runs on it and that goes down.
Well, then how did we get through it, you know, through the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s,
90s? We got through it because the stuff that we were doing, a pharmacy, didn't rely on it.
We need that back then. We got to have the paper backup.
It's everything was paper backup.
You've got to have paper backup now.
I mean, think about if you go to a doctor's office. If you're old enough, you recall walking into a doctor's office and seeing row after row after row of manila folders all set up for each patient, right?
Yep. Yep.
And they would have to go almost like an old school library, go down the line, pull out, you know, your last
have
name,
to really
P,
know your
Padgett,
alphabet. Yeah.
pull out your folder and do stuff like that. And that's all gone now. Now it's all on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It's all digital.
Yep.
And I'm not saying I want to go back to those times. I'm just saying we have put ourselves in a vulnerable position that you don't see until you don't have it for a length of time. And for us, it was half a day.
The gas station one really surprised me because I was talking to Dom after the show yesterday on the phone, and he's like, we can't get gas because the gas station is run by the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so are they keeping track of gallons or whatever so it automatically reorders gas? Or,
and, you know, it was the
credit card machines.
Because it happened to be when the car was, like, right above empty. Which I don't think it should ever get that low, personally.
I was going to say, I bet you were not the last one to drive it.
And I kept my mouth shut.
Oh, I live that nightmare too, Dom. We share that nightmare.